Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Casey Steinberg from Old Friends Farm in Amherst. I love me some sushi, and nothing makes me feel better than when I take that little bit of ginger after I've had some snapper roll or whatever, and it cleanses my palate and my soul. And you, Casey, for the organization known as Real Pickles in Greenfield, whose solar panels I switched on last night after their 10th anniversary, you started growing ginger because Whole Pickles needed what, to pickle ginger?
Yeah, Real Pickles is really committed to sourcing their ingredients locally.
Mm-hmm. And pickling things.
Yes. Yep. And one of the challenges is that ginger was not available locally. We love ginger. Dan loves ginger. Addie loves ginger.
I love Marianne.
You love Marianne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know Marianne.
You don't watch Gilligan's Island?
I didn't. I missed out on
that. Oh, my God.
And we also rent a large greenhouse that is empty in the summer. And we thought, well, this greenhouse is a lot like Hawaii right now. And ginger grows in Hawaii. And we thought, well, maybe we can turn this into a little Hawaii in New England and provide Real Pickles with a little bit of ginger and fill a niche that really hasn't been grown in New England yet.
Now, Phil Corman from CESA, are there any other farmers you know of growing ginger locally?
Not that I know of, but I think, you know, Casey's pointing out that there are other farmers in New England who can follow suit. It's not a market that is saturated just because Casey was innovative enough to start it.
But he doesn't want you to count in on it. Just let him go. Let him have it. Let him be the ginger guy.
Yeah. Well, he has the market with Real Pickles.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between the white ginger and the pink ginger?
You know, I'm not sure about it. My understanding is that the pink ginger either could be dyed or it's actually part of the fermentation process.
Uh-huh.
And that you're going to have to
ask the pickle men. Maybe they know.
So when you're buying the ginger, though, if you're lucky enough to go to the farmers markets and catch it at the end of August and September, you're getting fresh ginger before it's more matured, which we usually see where the skin's grown more and it's a brownish color. This has wonderful color to it, and it's just an amazing smell and taste that comes with it.
Phil Corman from CESA and Casey Steinberg from Old Friends Farm in Amherst. You, unlike many of the farms in the area who are trending towards CSAs and farm stands and pickups at the farm and pick your own, all that, you don't do any of that. You're a farmer's market only and wholesale to restaurants and supermarkets. Why have you chosen to go in that direction?
Both my business partner, Missy, and I have worked on farms that do CSA.
Which is a farm share. You go and pick up a bunch of variety of different vegetables and fruits potentially every week.
We definitely think that's a great model and it works really well. At this time, it's definitely not for us. We really like being able to pick and choose the crops that we grow and focus on them, grow them as well as we can. I would feel distracted to have to grow a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Just to feel like you would meet the needs of the people who are part of the farm share.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we were to go towards a CSA model, which we do think about, we would probably do it in a more collaborative way. Say, you know, you grow all the hot crops. You grow the tomatoes, the peppers, the eggplants. We grow all the leafy greens. You know, you grow all the roots, Phil.
Right.
And then we have this collaborative CSA.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is another model, which does happen from place to place. And some of the CSA farmers clearly are making sure that when you're getting your farm share, you can be buying some other things, whether it's local cheese or local milk or local meat or local bread. So right now, I'm sort of munching on something that you are too, Monty, these micros.
Microgreens from Old Friends Farm in Amherst with Casey from the farm and from Phil from CESA. They're really stingy.
They're stingy. Spicy.
They're stinging my tongue. What kind of greens are these stinging my tongue?
There's a lot in there. Different varieties of radishes, beets, amaranth. Asian greens like mizuna, tatsoi, red Russian kale. And those are a response, basically deciding to grow those were a response to a lot of the chefs that we deliver greens to on a weekly basis saying, do you guys know anybody who does microgreens?
Mm-hmm.
And we'd say, no, sorry, we don't. And then it dawned on us like, oh, wait a minute.
We do.
We should try this.
Do you grow these? Have to grow these in the hothouse too? Or can these grow out in the field?
They can't really grow out in the field because they're harvested at such a small size. So they're grown in soil, in trays, undercover.
Do you have field greens too on the farm?
Yeah, okay. That's what these
And that's the big
are.
The
and
big bag of mixed greens here, which I've been hankering. I was in Mexico for a week, and I didn't get any. I don't think I had a vegetable the whole time I was there.
You don't grow veggies in Mexico?
I had a lot of fruits.
So
pineapple,
Casey,
with booze in it.
I don't get how you. I mean, when I looked on your website, I saw that you had about 10 to at least 15 restaurants, and then you had Atkins Farm, and you had River Valley Market, and you had State Street, and just Whole Foods, and on and on. I mean, how does one farm business get to so many different restaurants and so many different supermarkets and go to two farmers markets in Boston and two locally? I mean, it
If you figure out how to do it, you have to let me know. It's logistically challenging. We do deliveries ourselves, and we also go through squash distributors. They send our stuff out to restaurants as well.
They're the trucks that have the picture of the squash on them that drive
around. Squash trucking. Yeah. And we have a great crew, really capable crew. It's divide and conquer. It's a small crew. Mm-hmm. There's six or seven of us.
Uh-huh.
Now, it seems like with the ginger that you're growing, you know, one of the only people that we know of growing local ginger, and with these mixed microgreens that have that really, you know, the radishy pungent, and you mentioned a bunch of Asian greens in there as well. Is this your niche? Are you the guy who's growing all this stuff to make sushi?
I love sushi, but we didn't grow it with sushi in mind. We grew it because we do love to eat these things.
Right.
And we recognized as we got into these markets what was needed. Certainly ginger was needed, certified organic flours were needed, and I would say that the organic flour movement is slowly lagging behind the organic food movement,
right?
But equally important, and so that's something that we wanted to focus on as well.
Casey Steinberg from Old Friends Farm in Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA. Buylocalfood.org and oldfriendsfarm.com.